Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve to those of us here in the USA who celebrate, and I know I have callers from all around the world. So you don't need to live in the USA to celebrate Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, every day when you wake up, it's a day to give thanks. So I'm praying that you're not going to wait for one day to celebrate Thanksgiving. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I'm super excited about today's show. It's going to be a combination of things. I have one guest on for the first segment, and then the rest of the show, I will accept your calls, and I want for you to tell me what it is you're thankful for. Besides the festivity of all the food and all the laughter and party and all of that, what else are you giving thanks for? If you are an entrepreneur, I want for you to call in and express thankfulness and gratitude to your clients or customers. If you have some children at home who are or from school, I would love to hear from them what Thanksgiving means to them. You know, we need to start molding our leaders early in life. And I want to include the children in today's conversation. As a matter of fact, last week I did a TV, my holiday TV taping, and I was amazed how many of those little children on the set were speaking about starting their own clothing line, doing a business online to resell the clothes that they have outgrown. And I tell you, it blew my mind. So I hope that I'll hear from some of the children today. My first guest who I will be bringing on momentarily, it's Arlene Brown out of New York. And before I get into the task at hand today, one of the things I am so very thankful for is social media and all the different platforms that we have, because Arlene and I, although we have not met personally, I connected with her on LinkedIn, and she honored me. I was a guest on her show this past Monday, and she's coming on this morning to share her journey with you. So I want you to relax, get your tea, just sit back, relax, grab a pad or your tablet, whatever you're writing on, because I am sure there will be something that you will want to take a note of. I want to share, and I will be sharing throughout today's show, from my book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. It's a collection of over 300 authors from across the world. And today I am going to be sharing Help Flows. And this entry comes from Jen McLennan. And Jen writes, emotional gratitude occurs when people receive help. My thankfulness manifests most while I'm in distress. Like many, my foundation is built on the love and support of family. It is from this root that my gratitude has grown. Having gone a handful of months last year without visiting home or seeing my parents, step-parents, siblings, aunts, cousins, uncles, or grandparents, my house began to crumble. Not only my mental house, but my relationship with my husband fell to new lows. I was reminded of my first source of gratitude when I called my mom falling apart. Without question of any kind, she flew me to California the next day. I was greeted at the airport by hugs from her and my stepfather, driven up the coast to see my dad, stepmom, half-sister, best friend, grandparents, aunt, and uncle. This filled me with a great wealth of strength. My first step to happiness. Happiness is my spirituality. Spirituality has enhanced my ability to be grateful. And therefore, my family is my ultimate foundation of grace. Now it flows forth from me, manifesting once again as help. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Jen, for sharing your intimate story with us. And I do pray that as we proceed with today's show, that some people will find it fitting to call in and express their deepest sentiments to family members, client, customers, or friend. I want to remind you, callers, that you can be part of today's conversation by calling 646-915-8166. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. And now I would love to welcome my honored guest to the show, Miss Arlene Brown. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I've been working all morning. Thank you for asking.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate this.
Okay, well, this is an honor. You know, it is an honor. And we are in a world where we need to show gratitude and appreciation and help to showcase each other in whatever way that we can, because we are in the world where we are supposed to be touching lives and making a difference. So that's why I at the top of the hour, I mentioned about my gratitude for social media. And even for this platform of Blog Talk, that has allowed me to spread my wings all across the world. And I'm having a hefty number of people whose lives I'm touching, and I'm just so thankful for that. So I want to encourage people to call in. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. So I want to give you an opportunity to just explain to the listeners about your humble beginning in the Big Apple.
Okay. Well, I came from Manhattan, I grew up in Spanish Harlem. We didn't have much, I was living with my mom and, she worked a lot, so it was pretty much me on my own, after a certain age, after I became like 11, 12, like that. And even back then, I wanted to do something to help my mom. I just love her so much. But I really wanted to help her. And, I was thinking when I get older that I would go into business and, I would take care of my mom and everything like that. So we moved out of Manhattan. We moved out of there. And we moved to the Bronx, when I was in my teenage years, which, things got a little bit easier. The workload got a little lighter on her and everything like that. And I attended school. But it just so happens that I got married early on. I was about 16 and a half when I was asked, and going into 17 when I actually got married. So I got married early. So I kind of put, my ideas on what I wanted to do on hold so that at the time I could back, the man that I was married to. I don't want to say his name, but I had, I wanted to back him. And, my mom, she felt that that was a good idea, that you should always, work with the person in your marriage, because she was married to my dad for a long time. And she always gave my dad respect and, she always showed him love and, kindness and things like that. So I grew up with that. So with that, I had a family early on. I had a daughter and, we were raising the daughter, but the marriage didn't work out. So I figured to myself that that was my time to start going towards what I wanted to do, which was become an entrepreneur. But I wasn't sure of exactly what type of entrepreneur I wanted to be or, what I wanted to do. I did know, though, that I wanted to help people.
Before you get into the entrepreneurial piece, I don't want to go there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Were you an only child?
Yeah, I was an only child. Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. I heard, I kind of detect the agony of how much you wanted to help your mother. So yeah. I kind of figure it was like just your mama and yourself. But was it because of health reasons or something? Why did you have such an urgent desire to help your mom? What was going on?
Because, my mom had two children, and my brother passed away.
Mm.
So, I kind of, in a way, was trying to make up for him being mm-hmm. gone.
But what age? What age your brother died?
Oh, he died at... soon as he was born, like a couple of hours later.
Oh, okay, so
and that really mm-hmm. Destroyed her. Brung her
was
down.
Was that after your birth or before?
No, that was after me.
Okay, so you're the first.
After.
You're the first. Her first born.
Yeah, I was the first
so
one.
She never healed. She never healed from that loss.
No, she actually never did. She always, felt that.
Mm-hmm.
If things were different, and he had lived, she would have enjoyed both of her children. And,
wow.
Having a boy and having a girl and then having a boy, of course, that's like everybody's kind
yeah.
of dream if they dream of more than one child. Yeah.
Oh,
they
yes.
want to have one of each.
Society. However, to fast forward to where you are now, the one thing I have picked up out of what you have said is that even as a child, when you were young, you always had the desire of wanting to go into business. And that is such a powerful statement for people to hear, because a lot of entrepreneurs or business people, they don't have the patience. Everybody looking to just get out there, and they just want to make it right away without paying their dues. And some they are out there trying to compete with others. But when you have a desire that is engraved in your authenticity, then you don't have to worry about what somebody else is doing. You concentrate on doing what you are called to do, and you focus on that. So to fast forward, you married, the marriage didn't work out. Yeah. You supported the husband, that didn't work out. However, you still did not give up your desire of going into business. As you look on that journey, what kept you holding on to your desire of wanting to be a business person?
Well, for the first thing, I felt that, you know, in coming up, I looked around me and I wanted a different way of life for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, it started off with that. I wanted a different way of life for myself. It's not so much that I wanted things that were material, because it was boiled down to the fact that I wanted to help people, because I've seen a lot of people going through a lot of things, you know, physically, mentally, financially. You know, and I always said that it would get to a point, you know, I would come to a point where I would be able to do that. But to do that, so, I knew that I couldn't be working for someone else in order to really do something for someone. You
so
know,
you're,
because
the thing that held you on to that dream was your desire of wanting to help people.
Yeah.
In different aspects of their life. And that, again, is another powerful statement, because a lot of people want to go into business or they want to become entrepreneurs because they want to make lots of money. And they don't understand that when you are doing business, whatever it is, whether you're having a service or a product, it has to be connected 100% to other people, other people's well-being.
Right.
How can I make a difference in such and such a person's life? I want to welcome guest 1352 to the show. The number to call in is 646-915-8166 and be part of the conversation. Yes, it is very important that we understand if it's a pound cake you're making, you got to make the best pound cake, because you know the people at this side and that side likes the pound cake. And
right.
It's not about you liking carrot cake, because you're really not baking the cake for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very important that we connect that which we are doing to other people's lives. So I applaud you for holding on to that dream and not allowing anyone or anything to rob you of that.
Thank you so much. When
did you identify that which you wanted to do that will help other people?
I guess you could say after I had my daughter, you know, and there were times when I was looking, you know, I looked at her and I thought to myself that, you know, the way she needs me, there are other people out there that need me. So that's at the point where I said to myself, you know, I can do this, but I do need some skills to help me out, You know, because I was working, you know, at the time I was, you know, doing work and stuff like that.
What age were you when you looked at your daughter?
Talk about my age. Oh, my goodness.
Pardon me?
When I had my daughter, I was 18 when I had my daughter.
So at that time, you look, the birth of your daughter triggers.
Yeah.
Trigger the calling. You said you looked at her and you realized that there are other people that wanted you like she wanted you. What made you came to that realization? Would you like to expand on that, please?
Well, I mean, you know, being a, I'm not really a first-time mom, but just being a mom in general, I had that feeling like, you know, she's helpless, and you know there are things that she couldn't do for herself, and there are things that she would need me for. And I thought that of other people. There are people out there who I considered, you know, like helpless, like they didn't know where to turn, or you know, their lives were falling down, or you know, they were disappointed about things that had happened and stuff like that. And then there were other people that were disabled, and then there were other people that, you know, were a little mentally challenged. And I looked at her and I thought about all of those different people, and I, you know, wondered to myself, what can I really do to help them? But, you know, if I'm working for someone else, I can't really expand because, you know, you have to do the 9 to 5 and everything like that. So I thought, and more or less, if I had my own, you know, company, or if I had my own, you know, organization,
so let me,
or anything like that,
let
I'd
me
be
ask
able
you,
to help them.
Let me ask you something. And once you made that connection with the different needs and the different demographics and everything that is out there that you can serve, how did you narrow it down to the type of business that you are supposed to be delivering? I want you to talk about that, and then I want you to talk about what it is you do now. But I want you to show people that, because actually, that can be categorized as a research. It's just that the research was right in your home and in your own family, where you could look in your daughter and saw the different needs. But how did you narrow that down to say, well, this is what I must be doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, to tell you the truth, I went through a whole bunch of different phases, you know, to get where I am. Because there was a time.
Tell us about
owned,
some of the things you went through.
Okay. There was a point where I owned a retail store, and you know, that didn't suit me well. There was a point where I was running two web stores on the internet, and that didn't really suit me well. I mean, I liked it, but I wanted to be in contact with people. And with the store, I worked, you know, behind the counter. So, I mean, that was contact with people, but it wasn't exactly in the sense of helping them. It was more or less, you know, selling them items and stuff in the store. And with the web, you know, you stay behind the computer. So that didn't really suit me well. And then, you know, I sang gospel, which I loved. That I really did love, you know, going to church and singing gospel and everything. But still and yet, I was still doing other things. Like I had ran this little exercise program. I call it a little exercise program, where I was a trainer for a couple of guys, you know. I trained women too, don't get me wrong. I've trained like 2, maybe 3 women. But, you know, I did that. And then I sold lingerie. I was, you know, a hostess first and then a representative. And I was doing live modeling shows. And, you know, I had just a couple of models. So, you know, but that, it was exciting, but that wasn't really what I really wanted to do.
So
because,
what
you
I
know, with that,
what
you just,
I've heard, what I've heard is that you went on a lot, you went on several training grounds that has pointed you to where you are now. And I want the listeners to understand, it's not rocket science. when you are in an arena that does not line up with what you're called to do,
yeah,
you must be willing and ready to move on when that season is over,
mm-hmm,
without holding on to regrets. And that's why it cannot be the money that connects you to what you're doing. It has to be the passion and the desire. So then, all those playing fields, and it sounds as if you learned the lesson well. Now tell us, what do you do now?
Right now, I produce, direct, write, and host my cable show, Arlene Brown Presents. I'm also on Blog Talk doing a radio show. You know, I try to do it every day from Monday to Friday for most weeks. And I just got finished, you know, getting my book published, The 21 Day Plan for a New Life. And it's, you know,
don't go there yet. So let's concentrate on all the things you're doing now. What makes you now fulfilled and satisfied? Because you didn't use the word void, but I depict that when you were in the other arenas, you said, mm-hmm, it didn't suit me well. So in other words, you know there was no connection there.
Yeah.
What makes you say, Arlene, now you hit the jackpot, girl. Ah, hit the jackpot.
Oh,
what makes you say this now?
Because I help people to smile. I help them feel better. I give them, you know, whatever type of help in by the way of business or in by the way of personal or in by the way of, you know, physical. If it has to do with something that I went through, like, for instance, I was a very heavy person at one time, and I lost weight, and so I help people do that. Or if they are in some form of depression, you know, I try to work with them. And get, so basically, it's the fact that it's hands-on with people now. Now
wonderful.
I see people, you know, I see people one-on-one, like face-to-face.
Beautiful.
Or, you know, it'll be through the television show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes,
I also try to push other entrepreneurs, singers, actors, you know, dancers, whoever has a career and they want help in getting more fans or getting more clients or getting more customers or more associates. And then I try to help people network together, you know,
wonderful,
through me
wonderful,
and connect them together and stuff like that. So it's really
wonderful,
the fact that I'm hands-on, you know, in contact with
people,
another person. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So now tell us about your book.
Oh, the book, The 21 Day Plan for a New Life, was something that I wrote because I actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds, you know, like it's impossible to change your life, you know, that quickly, but actually it is. I went through every step that's in the book, and when I found that it worked for me, I actually, you know, were telling other people about it, and about two or three other people were doing some of the things in the book and were, you know, changing their lives. They actually were changing their lives. So, you know, when I saw that, I said, well, maybe, you know, since it worked for more than just one person or more than just me, you know, and I went through step by step with job-wise, with, you know, relationship with
so,
you know, the children.
Go down, I don't know if you have it handy, but would you go down and kind of brief us on what some of the contents are in the book?
Oh, some of the things are if you want to change your job, if you want to have a better sex life, if you if you want to have a better relationship, you know, what you can do to change your relationship, like, practically overnight. If you want to lose weight or you want to gain weight, you know, that's in there. If you want to make real friends. I'm not talking about friends that you just, you know, the high and the buys, and I'm talking about friends that, you know, you can connect with and, you know, go through thick and thin together, and there's no stabbing each other in the back or anything like that. There's no talking about each other. You know, the things that can happen with mm-hmm. bad friendships, yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that are in the book.
Well, I guess we're going to have to ask you to share some tips before you go about the how to have a better sex life. So for those of us who don't have one, when we get married, we can know how to spice it up. So you can get ready to share that before you go with us. But let's talk about your show. You have a TV show and you have a radio show. Let's talk about the radio show. How long have you been doing the radio show?
Actually, I've been doing the radio show under a year. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, under mm-hmm. a year. I'm very new to this, mm-hmm. you know, with being a radio host. But I really like it because I get to speak to some interesting people, and mm-hmm. I learn a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they go away with a certain amount of information as well. So, you know, it's kind of like on both sides.
So tell me about some of the guests that you have appeared on your radio show.
One of the guests I had, Lisa Snyder. She was from Rock This Magazine. She was very, very nice. It's a very popular magazine. So
she's from
52
where?
52 countries. No, I was saying that she owned a magazine. She owns a magazine. Yeah, and her magazine is sold in like 52 countries.
Wonderful.
You know, like that. I've had a dancer named Portia Andrews on, and she's an incredible dancer. I even had a do like a little blog clip, a video, so mm-hmm. that she could show some of her dance skills. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had a Sean Felder on, who he's fighting a lawsuit right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to name the company.
Right,
you know,
right.
You can,
no, don't
you can
do
read
that.
About it. But he has a lawsuit going against a major, major company, and you know. I've had him on the radio show as well, and I have had him on a television show. You can actually watch some of the television show on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like that. But, yeah, those are some of the guests that I've had on.
And how do you secure your guests?
Usually people contact me.
That's
you know,
wonderful.
For the most of it. I put out an ad that's a worldwide ad because, you know, I post in Japan and I post in England, I post in Australia, I post in China, you know, all different parts of the world, you know, I post my ads.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people ask me how I do that. But, yeah, I post my ads in all different, you know, places and things
mm-hmm.
like that. And then,
mm-hmm.
of course, you know, I use the regular social
mm-hmm.
networking sites such
mm-hmm.
as Facebook, Twitter,
mm-hmm.
MySpace, LinkedIn, mm-hmm. you know, and sites like that.
So, and let's talk about your, before you read your TV show, but before you go, I want to welcome Walter Misch to the show. Walter is a new addition to the A New Day show, and he will be helping us in the chat room.
Wow, that's
time
neat.
To time. Yes, he is my church brother.
Uh-huh.
And he is an amazing, amazing servant. He's a blessed gentleman who he is not working regular job now because he has a stroke for a couple of years, but he does not allow that to stop him. He's a lovely, lovely gentleman. I've known him for many years, and I've never seen Walter with a frown on his face, you know, so...
Uh-huh.
He is a blessing. He's a blessing. He's saying good morning, Arlene, to you.
Oh.
And
yes,
Arlene is not. Arlene is not in the chat room, so she's not seeing you, Walter. But I just relate to her. And this is his first day on the show. As a matter of fact, he got portion of his training last night from one of my colleagues at Home with Victoria. We want to welcome guest 1403 to the show. And my guest that I'm speaking with is Miss Arlene Brown, and I can't pronounce the other name. How do you say the other part of your name?
Sedino?
Sedino,
yeah.
Sedino, Arlene Brown Sedino, who is a major media guru in New York City. And she's just on here sharing about all the amazing things that she is doing. So let's talk about your TV show. And I just, listen, guys, you all noticed she didn't mention that she had me on her show, but that's all right. I will mention myself.
I mentioned myself.
But anyhow.
You know I was going to mention that.
Anyhow, would you talk about your TV show and who are the guests that you welcome on your TV show?
Well, the TV show is sort of a platform for, like I said, for people who have careers that want to expand their careers. For the simple fact that the TV show, I was told, I'm not really sure of the numbers because, you know, we can never really see them. I was told it was in 80,000 homes. And,
that's what I'm talking about.
When it's shown. And, you know, people with careers, and if they want more fans or if they're trying to get themselves noticed or maybe, you know, they want more clients, you know, it could be a business that want more clients or customers or anything like that, and I'll have them on a show. You know, they can explain what they do. If they want to show some clips of something, I can add the clips, you know, do things, different things like that. And
wonderful.
Just basically
so
get them promoted.
You have an open platform that you are serving entrepreneurs or small business people.
Our
people who have careers and want to open. So that is wonderful. That is wonderful. And, you know, I commend you and congratulate you on all the things that you are doing. Guest 1403, if you have a question for Arlene, you can call in 646-915-8166. Walter, if you have a question for Arlene, you can either call in or you can type it in the chat room, and I will read the question for you. The number again is 646-915-8166. And I want to encourage you guys to mark the show favorite and follow me on the show and follow me on Twitter. Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. Look for me on Facebook and subscribe to me. You can like the fan page, A New Day TV Show, A New Day Radio. Like the National Association of Professional Women, Litchfield County Chapter. I am the new president there. I am looking forward to do my launch in the couple of months. Maybe I have to talk to Miss Arlene about coming up to do the video or stuff like that, but I'll talk to her off year to see how that works. So I want you to like every place you see me and help to spread the word. I am also working on raising funds to do a breakfast feeding program at my old school in Jamaica, at the Carmel Moravian School. When I went there in August, the Lord put it on me that I need to do a breakfast feeding program there. The kids are hungry. They are going to school hungry in the morning. So I need your help, guys. I mean, each breakfast is going to be approximately $3 US. And I have to feed 100 kids 5 days a week. So if you can give a dollar or 50 cents or a quarter, whatever you can do, I want for you to look on Facebook for the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program, or go to GoFundMe and look for the breakfast feeding program there, or email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com to get more information, or inbox me on Facebook and I will give you more information about how you can help me to raise the funds. I tell you, the Lord also told me that the children are hungry and they need breakfast. They also need a cafeteria in which to sit in, because right now they are walking from the little canteen back to the classroom with their food. And I tell you, if they stumble on a rock and their meal spill, that's it, because they don't have extra, a lot of extra food to give somebody else. It's always so limited. So I'm looking for your help. I am glad that God has called me to do this. And I know that with your help and your support, I will get it done. So back to Arlene. Is there anything else, Arlene, you would like to speak about that I did not ask you about?
Okay, well, when we were talking just now, you know, a little bit, and you were saying that I didn't mention you, I was actually going to mention you.
Oh, no, that's all right.
I was glad. Let me finish. I was glad that you said it, because it opened the door for what I wanted to ask you.
You know,
I was going to ask you off air, but I will ask you on air. Because you were a wonderful guest when you came on the show. I mean, that's to say the least. And I was very, very impressed by everything you're doing. And, you know, I said this, I'm very impressed by everything you're doing and all the help that you're giving other people. Those are the things that I look for in people, you know, and it makes me want to join with them and network with them and, you know, push whatever they're doing further. You know, it gives me a certain satisfaction to see other people make it, or to help others with what they're doing, you know, and then see people smile and more have happier people in the world. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing a documentary. I didn't mention that to you. You know, we didn't never get a chance to talk about that. But I'm doing a documentary, and I would like you to be in it. You know, if it's possible, for cable and everything like that. And I don't know if you read, but I did contact PBS Channel 13 in the city here in New York. I contacted them and to find out the curriculum or what I needed to do to get on Channel 13 so I'd be on a major station, you know, aside from cable station, a major station, and then, you know, of course, try to work my way up. And, you know, they told me what I needed to do, you know, to get on there. So my documentary is what I'm submitting, you know, to them for that. And I really would love it if you would be part of that.
Well, it is an honor, and I think that's something we need to discuss in detail off air. But it is an honor that you would even consider me, and I thank God for that honor, because it's truly not about me. And, you know, we can discuss it off air.
Of course.
Okay, so listen, guys, if you're out there listening, I want you to call in. It is 1043. The number to call is 646-915-8166. So, do you have the book? You want to give us some sex tips? Before you grab the book, I know these entrepreneurs. I know that their sex life really need a little sprucing up. So I am glad, Arlene, that you're going to help them out this morning. I want to tell them to tweet everybody they know and tell them to tune in to the A New Day show now, because they are about to give you the gift, best gift you could get this Thanksgiving, how to spice up your sex life as an entrepreneur. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Arlene Brown Sinedo, take it away, Arlene.
Okay, well, you know, when you're in a relationship, basically, from the way I view things, when you're in a relationship and it's a everyday thing, you know, of course you're going to engage in the act of doing, you know, of being sexual towards each other. But there comes a time and a point, though, that, you know, doing the same thing or winding up the same way at the end of an act can make people feel like, the two people feel like, you know, well, okay, we did it, it's over, you know, and things like that. And for the most of it, with women, the way we are, a lot of times, you know, we try to be more comfortable than worrying about being overly sexy or anything like that. So what I did with myself was that I forgot, I left that part of I'm just a mother, or I was, you know, a wife, or, you know, or anything like that. And I just took into the part that I was a woman, and, you know, I feel inside sexy, and, you know, that stayed on me on the outside. I also found that there's nothing wrong with a little role playing, or there's nothing wrong with that in an everyday situation, instead of, oh, you wait till at night or anything like that. In an everyday situation, you showing each other that you love each other by, you know, touching on each other throughout the day. Or, you know, you call, like for me, I take pictures of myself on my phone and I would send it.
So you're building it up tight.
So the sisters
need to lighten up, huh?
Yeah, they just have to open up and realize, hey, if you really like me, I'm really into sex. I won't lie about that. So everything that I can think of, you know, and by the way of making it a little bit more vibrant, you know, maybe it'll be the candles, or maybe it'll just be, you know, sitting on his lap, or maybe it'll be, you know, I just want to hold you right now. And, okay, I don't care if you get a little aroused, we can, you know, hold that off, or we can, you know, go. And another thing is, for me, is any time. So,
yeah, let me ask you
I'm not one of those that have to be a certain time. Yeah,
yeah, let me ask you a question. Why do you think that so many women are knotted up? They are not free. Why do you think? I have my own assessment to that, which I'll share, but I want to hear from you. Why do you think most women are not that open?
Oh, because they feel inhibited, because they feel they're being judged, you know, like if I come out and do a certain thing, you know, or if I act a certain way, you know, will he look at me this way, or will he compare me to this person, you know, and things like that. And I find that really actually we shouldn't worry about things like that. What you worry about is just being yourself.
Yeah,
and if you be yourself and you're comfortable with your body, like me, I'm totally comfortable with my body, with who I am, how I perform, what I can do, because I'm very, very self-assured about all of those things. So I just put that over and say, look, this is me. This is Arlene. You know, just take
it.
it's
easy for you to say not to worry, and I don't see it as worry. I think the behavior that is portrayed by most women, because I don't think the men hold on to that like the women does, is that they have been places on the journey that they have been judged, and society has labeled them, and for that reason, it has stripped them of their self-esteem. And you are right when you say that you appreciate yourself. Because unless you can love yourself, unless I can love Daphne, unless I can accept and appreciate and elevate Daphne, then I'm not going to be able to present Daphne in any other form, whether it is as a businesswoman, a speaker, a coach, a counselor, you know, a wife. If I cannot love and appreciate me, I can't be any of those other things. And we as women, we wear so many different hats. I wrote on Facebook the other day that, let me tell you all, I love me some Daphne. Regardless of what's happening, I love Daphne. I love Daphne's company.
Mm-hmm.
I live with Daphne 365 days a year. Mm. I enjoy every minute of it. When there's an opportunity to include other people in this space, they are going to appreciate me because I love me so much. And I want to thank you, Arlene, for being bold enough to share those pointers. And it just goes to show how confident you are in who you are. And it's not only going to be showing in your sex life, it is showing in your entrepreneurial life as well, because you walk with your head held high.
Yes,
you believe in that which you are giving to others. And that's what men and women need to do. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Just look directly in front of you in that mirror and have a continuous conversation with that wonderful person who is looking back at you.
Right.
So we have 9 minutes to 11. And I want to give you an opportunity to summarize your thoughts, summarize the conversation, give the people the high points that you want to leave them with. Before you do that, I want to also give you an opportunity to say what Thanksgiving means to you. And at the end of your summary, if you would, tell people all the different places that they can go to connect with you. And if your time allow, at the end of the show, you can call me to discuss what you want to discuss off air. So,
okay, that's beautiful. All right.
So let's do the summary.
Okay, well, the first thing I want to tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful, you know, to wake up in the morning still, you know, because there are a lot of people who go to sleep and they don't wake up in the morning. They aren't privileged to live in that next day. So I'm thankful for that. I'm very, very thankful that although, you know, my marriage didn't work out or anything like that, that I still had my children and I still had a life. I still had me, you know, to fall back on. I'm very thankful that, you know, I have people that are in my life that I just met or people that I've, you know, have in my life that I've known for a long time, but they all support me in what I do or, you know, or at least try to help in some type of way in vital form of encouragement. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I learned early on, you know, about God and about the Bible, because I think I was like 9 when I learned about God and the Bible and everything like that. And I actually got baptized back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kept that as part of my life because there was a point where I became a minister.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, problems with the ex-husband, I wound up letting it go,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I regret every day. But I'm thankful for the opportunity to have been one, you know.
You can still, because once God have you in the kingdom, it's not about the license or the ordination.
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
God accepts you in the kingdom, Arlene, you are there forever. So you need to let go that path and step up back to where God called you. That's
yeah.
a past experience that happened. Don't allow anyone to strip you of your salvation.
Right. Well, I still help people. I still am into Bible and everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whatnot. And I'm very thankful for the time that I spent with my mom because, you know, she died this year.
Mm.
You know,
I'm
very grateful for. Thank you very much. But, you know, I'm grateful for the time that I spent with her, and I started, you know, showing her at least a few things before she passed on, which, you know, she was very, very proud of. So, you know, I'm glad about that, that in the end it wound up being that she accepted me, not in placement of my brother.
But
you know,
as her daughter.
Saying it's okay, yeah.
That's right.
It's okay. Then, you know, I'm also grateful for the opportunity to be able to help other people, because without that, you know, I kind of would not have the identity I have, because it's part of me. It is really part of me, because when I wake up in the morning, I think about what I can do or who I can talk to.
Wonderful.
Or how I can help someone. Yeah, I often look out, you know, look out the window, and I look at the sky, and then, you know, I just get my thoughts together and everything like that. And then there are times when, you know, I'm grateful that I have meditation, because I just lay on the bed and I just close my eyes and I meditate, and, you know, I concentrate on one thing, and then usually when I open my eyes, I'm on that subject. I'm ready to tackle that subject.
Wonderful.
So, you know, and I'm glad to be physically, mentally, and financially okay. I'm very, very grateful for that. You know, every day I'm grateful for that, because
wonderful.
It could be with, you know, the way the economy was going, it could be that I could be out in the street, or, you know, or something like that, you know, and things like that. So, yeah, all of those things I'm grateful for.
Wonderful,
very
wonderful,
much,
wonderful.
And for meeting people like you, definitely.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you. Will you tell people how they can tell people your different links, please?
Oh, okay. So you can find me on Twitter at Arlene Brown Media, but media spell MDIA. You can find me on Facebook at Arlene Brown Media. You can find me on LinkedIn as Arlene Brown. You can find me at MySpace as Arlene Brown Media. I have a website, and it's www.arlenebrownmedia.easyweb.com. You can email me at arlenebrown.media@live.com. You can call me at 1-917-382-8280. Or you can Skype me at Arlene Brown Media.
Beautiful.
Those are some of the ways you can reach me out. Of course, I have other sites, but I don't want to go into every single site. But, yeah, basically, you can reach me at all of those at a moment's notice.
Yeah, well, I thank you, because I know we had said 30 minutes and you stay for an hour. So I want to thank God for allowing the quality of the conversation to roll, because it's not about us, but
right.
I am so excited that he saw it fitting to extend the time for the conversation, and I thank you for your flexibility in staying here. So do you have any closing thoughts you want to say before you go?
Yeah, actually I do. For everybody that's listening right now, I want you to know that you are very, very special, and you are very important. And you can do anything you want to do, even if you start from the bottom, or if you had nothing like I did. I had nothing when I started, nothing but an idea. And I want you to know that there's always help, like Daphne, like myself, and there are other people who can help you, no matter if you're struggling with a job situation, no matter if you're struggling with depression about a broken relationship, a broken marriage, anything, you know, all of those things can be helped. Never think that it'll ever be to the point where you can't fix anything. Anything is fixable as long as you're breathing.
All right.
So I want to leave them with that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Arlene, for so eloquently blessing my listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Arlene Brown Snyder from Arlene Brown Media in New York City. Check her out. The sister is doing great work. And we need to lift each other up. And now we're just going to switch gears a little. We are going to go into the second segment of today's show, talking about what does Thanksgiving mean to you? Why are you celebrating it? So I want for you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I am going to play a music now, and then I'm going to read one more from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And I am telling you, there's so much song to play here. I'm going to try Rexton's song. I don't know if this is going to play for me. It didn't play on Sunday, so let's see.
Let me tell you this story about this girl I used to know. Jenny had a dark tan, lived on a farm, and rocking them cowboy boots. A brunette with long legs, I tell you, she was something else. Man, if she only knew that I've been dreaming about the things that young boys do, hoping she was thinking the same thing too. Well, I was just a family boy, her daddy's fear, her mama's joy. If I could make her realize that she would get with me, I'm sure she'd see that I'd be everything she could ever need.
Mr. Rexton Lee, and if you look in the archives, you can listen to the conversation between that handsome young man and myself last Sunday. So check him out. The brother, he has never been to New York City. He is too funny. Oh, so check him out. Check him out there. Last Sunday, he was on the show with me. And if you are, I want to welcome guest 1530 to the show. I want to know what Thanksgiving means to you. You can either call in 646-915-8166 or you can type it in the guest room. And Walter, I want to know what Thanksgiving means to you too, my brother. I don't want to isolate you. So you are welcome if you feel like calling in, Walter, 646-915-8166. Or you can type it in the chat room. I want to share for November 21st from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And this one comes from Linda Williams. And the title is My Best Friend. My personal hero is my blue-eyed husband, Stephen, who served in the Air Force for 27 years. He was stationed at the Pentagon on 9/11. And I am so grateful for his safety and continued presence in my life. We have a caller, and I will be with the caller in a minute. I just want to finish reading this. As a member of the military, he belongs to the group of people who are devoted to the safety, protection, and betterment of others. You see, this belief manifested in many people, such as firefighters, policemen, teachers, soldiers, and search and rescue teams. They create the quality of the society because they do work out of belief in the mission, not for the dollar reward. The respect shown by their behavior embodies the belief that we are all on this ship called Earth. And if we work together, we increase the benefits for all who live in this planet. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And that's from John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And I want to welcome Arlene to the chat room. Thank you, Arlene. I want you guys to get chatting there. And I want to welcome caller. Your last four digits are 0244. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Audrey Cushion, and I'm calling from New Milford, Connecticut.
Hello, Miss Audrey. How are you? You are becoming a regular caller to the show. You called in last Sunday. You and I have a friend that is gravely ill, and you call in to express your sentiments. So I'm so thankful that you call in today. So go ahead.
I just, I was sitting and I was listening to your program, and then I also watched the show today, and it was talking about poor children in America, mm-hmm. and it just showed the plight of some of them, and I was just sitting there and I was thinking, you know, we have so much to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. We may not be in a place that we may like, that we're comfortable in. We may be struggling financially or struggling with things, but mm-hmm. we have, you know, we can choose to be thankful for the things that we do have instead of looking and seeing what we don't have. Now, I'm going through some things financially right now, a struggle myself, and I choose mm-hmm. to thank God. I choose to be thankful for what I have. There are so many that have less.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So as I was listening, I was thinking, you know, I have to call in.
Thank you.
I need to say what I am thankful for, because God has blessed me so much even in the struggles that I am going through, I'm still blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose to give him thankfulness to show, yes, Lord, I thank you. I may not be where I want to be, but I thank you for the place that I am in.
And you're certainly not where you used to be.
No.
Because I am going through some stuff myself, and I get up every day and I thank God for that place.
Yes.
Where he's taking me.
Yes.
Because as I look on the journey, not that I'm holding on to the past, but I say, God, I'm not where I used to be.
Yes.
I'm not in Jamaica using the outhouse.
Yes.
I am not in Jamaica walking barefooted down to the trail, down to the road to wipe my feet off with a soaked piece of old clothes to go to church. Lord, look where you have took me from. So I have so much. I don't care what the bank account is saying.
Yeah.
I don't care about that, because I have so much.
Yes.
So much. I have so much to give, and I'm experienced every day. I don't go to bed hungry. You know?
Yeah.
I am warm. I have a roof over my head. And as you are so right, and I thank you for calling in, because we need to put things into perspective. You know? We
yeah.
don't take the time to be thankful for what we have.
It is true. And, you know, God wants us to be thankful at every step of the way, because he wants us to have a great life. He wants to bless us. But, you know, if we're going to be ungrateful for things, I mean, we need to be thankful in hard times and good times, because God has promised that he would work things out for us. Mm-hmm. And not that we enjoy hard times, but being thankful for the things that we have in those hard times, because we know that everything is a season.
Exactly, but you know what, Audrey? Those hard times, we are in training.
Yes.
Because God does not put us through anything that he's not going to take us through.
Yes, that's right.
So we ought to learn the lessons in those hard times. So when the good times come, we can embrace them and say, thank God that I endured. That's where perseverance and persistence comes in.
That's right.
And we need to get the material stuff out of the equation, because that's what is messing us up.
Yes.
We hold on to the dollar sign and the credit card and the credit limits and all of that, and we forget the simple things. The neighbors, go outside, greet the neighbors. How are you today? Have a conversation. It's so shameful. People are living next door to each other for 30 years and don't know each other's name. It is shameful. So for this Thanksgiving, I want to encourage people, forget about the turkey and the fixing. Look around your community. And if you have not yet greeted anybody, this is your time to do it. Let Thanksgiving be 365 days a year. Is there anything else you want to say, Audrey? I know you have a brilliant young man there, so he better represent
that. Yes, I was trying
children.
To see if he would come on and just say what he's thankful for. Let me see if I can get him here.
Yeah, he can represent the children of the world.
Hold on a minute.
Walter, you know, that's Audrey, Walter. That's Audrey from church.
I'm thankful for my parents.
Oh, hi, Mark. How are you?
For my parents.
I know, but listen, can you tell the people what your name is and tell them which school you go to and how old you are?
I heard it on the computer. I'm thankful for my parents.
Yes, I hear you. You say you're thankful for your parents, but what is your name?
I can do it after your name.
Mark.
And what's your last name?
Taylor.
Mark Taylor. And how old are you?
7.
You are 7 years old. And where do you go to school? Do you go to school?
Call it Faith Church. Church.
Okay, you go to Faith Prep.
Faith Prep.
Well, I thank you so much, because you know what, Mark? You just, unless any other kids call into this show, you just represented the kids of the world, and you did it brilliantly.
Okay.
And so I thank you. You are a smart young man, and you say you are grateful for your parents, and I know you're grateful for your grandmama too. All right, so can you please put grandma back on the phone?
Hi.
Yes.
To pin him down.
Oh, my Lord. Yes, you were going to say something before Mark comes on.
Before I hang up, I wanted to thank you, Daphne. You know, this radio program that you have, or this blog talk radio, it really, through your obedience, you have touched on so many areas that are of need in the lives of people. And I just want to, you know, I'm so thankful for you. You know, you're a dear, dear friend of mine, and I appreciate you. And I just want to let you know, and as we're talking about Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for you. You have a great sense of humor. You're a dear friend, and I thank God that you're in my life.
Thank you, Audrey. So. Thank you. And Walter Mishram Church says, hi, Audrey.
Oh, tell him I said hi.
He's hearing you. So. Yeah, Walter is helping me with the show to keep energy and vibes going in the chat room. So I am so thankful because, you know, from when I've been trying to get help in there, and Walter has stepped up to the plate to help me. So I honor my brother, and I am so thankful. So I thank you, Audrey.
Okay.
For calling in, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Don't eat too much turkey.
No, I'm not. And listen, happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your listeners, too.
Thank you. If you look on my Facebook page, you're going to see something that somebody, I think my friend Crystal Washington from Texas, post. It's just a little cartoon. The one turkey asked the other one, what are you thankful for? And the other turkey say vegetarian.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was so cute.
Oh, so thank you so much, Audrey, for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I tell you, you know, it. What Audrey said was on the money, because we have to just be thankful for the little things. We must get things into perspective. So I want to hear from guest 1530, and I want to hear from Walter. What are you guys thankful for? You know, I am so thankful for so many things. I'm thankful for the experiences in my life. Even when some of the experiences hurt, I am thankful for them, because I have learned to learn my lessons. I'm thankful for a group that I'm a part of called Sisters in the Spirit. I'm thankful for all of you guys. I'm thankful especially for Pastor Al Coelho and his lovely wife. I'm thankful for my Faith Church family. I might not be in touch with all of you as regular as I ought to, but I am still so very thankful for each and every one of you. I want to special thanks to the Gibbard family, Lucas, Jeanette, and Mark. You guys have been family to me. You took me in. You fed me. You loved me. You cried with me when I lost Clive and everything. And you guys are just such special, special people. I just want to thank you for all of that. I thank people for, I am so thankful for my extended family. I know I'm thankful for my biological family. Although things is kind of in turmoil now, and I tell you guys, I am no different from all of you. There is turmoil going on in my family. And I am still thankful that God is putting us through this test, because he is in the business of molding the clay back together. And I know that I am on the spinning wheel now. I'm on the spinning wheel. I don't know what shape I'm going to be when he finished, but I know when I get out of the cult, I'm going to be a masterpiece. I'm just going to be so fabulous. And you know, saying the word fabulous, I'm thankful for my colleague and friend, Keisha Stuckey. She always have me up on her TV show and everything, and she's such a blessed woman. And my brother and my spiritual brother and friend, Dr. Gerald Higginbottom, out there in St. Louis, Missouri. Bro, I'm so thankful for you. I'm thankful for Skype that... You know that, hey, let me just check the sister out. Let's just get our prior on. Dr. G, he's also a pilot, and wherever he is and have a layover. And once I'm on the computer, he always take the time for us to read the Bible and to pray. So, bro, I love you. I love you. I love your wife for sharing you with me. And I just want to tell you, happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. So even when I'm not going to be cooking no turkey tomorrow, I am still going to be having such a good time, because I have so much, so, so much to be thankful for. Walter says, Thanksgiving means to me I take Thanksgiving seriously, even though I've seen a lot of turmoil, health problems, and I'm still thankful to God. I'm constantly being blessed. That's what I am talking about. You know, Walter is only using one hand now, and the brother is still serving all over the place. And just to take time to be here blessing me on this show, it shows that he understands about Thanksgiving. So, Walter, thank you so much for sharing that. Guest 1530, let me hear from you. Let me hear from you what Thanksgiving means for you. And we have 39 minutes remaining, and I think it's just fitting. We want to welcome guest 1698 to the show. And before I read guest 1698, feel welcome to call in 646-915-8166 and to share what does Thanksgiving mean to you, or you can go ahead and type it in the chat room. Until someone else calls in, I want to share the entry in celebrating 365 days of gratitude. I want to share the Thanksgiving prayer. Let's see. Sorry, I was going. I came out late. Okay. All right. Now, Thanksgiving Day prayers. And this is from Gail Lee Ino. L-E-I-N-O. Thanksgiving Day prayers. Although Thanksgiving Day prayers are often a tradition, the prayers may vary from the traditional to the very simple. Most often, the prayer will tell others how dear they are to you. Thanksgiving prayers can be organized, planned, or traditional, as well as religious or secular. The real importance is celebrating blessings, large and small, in your prayer, therefore choosing the words carefully and making them memorable for all is paramount. Many people add a special Thanksgiving Day saying or memorable thought that will inspire family and friends for years to come. For most people, this prayer has no set rules, but can include everyone based on individual and family need. Some families and friends enjoy beginning new Thanksgiving traditions with a special prayer, while others find a simple Thanksgiving Day prayer perfect for their celebration. On the other hand, many people feel the need to be creative and have a celebratory prayer. The choice for prayers at Thanksgiving are many, but the love, thoughts, and blessings for those in attendance are definitely a blessing to all. Yes, that is just an affirmation for what Audrey shared. You know, there's so much more. I was on a show a couple nights ago, and my friend Elder Piero Moranzo out of Texas, he was sharing the place that he's going for Thanksgiving dinner, a place in Louisiana. He says the amount that the host prepares is enough to feed over 200 people. And he said when his wife told him about the spread that this family puts on. He never thought it was possible until he went there and experienced it for himself. So again, he says that he is going out there again to experience it. Again, the number to call, 646-915-8166. Yes, we are on this Sunday. We are going to be off this Sunday. So we want people to listen to the archives. We are taking this Sunday off. And then we are going to be back. So I'll tell you about that. We are on the show 7 p.m. on Sundays. But we are taking this Sunday off. And I want to share one of another song of Rexton Lee. This is a very special song. And I'm sure all you old timers will remember this one.
There's a light, a certain kind of light. It's never shone on me. I want my life to be live with you, just you. There's a way. They all say to do each and every little thing, but what good does it bring if I ain't got you, if I ain't got you? Baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my head, I see your face again. I know my friend. You ain't gotta be so blind. I'm blind, so, so blind. I'm a man, can't you see what I am? I live and breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you, if I ain't got you? Baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody I love you.
That was Mr. Rexton Lee. He did a remix on the Bee Gees song, You Don't Know What It's Like to Love Somebody. Those were in the days, you guys. So we are partying this morning as we give thanks and say what we are so thankful for and all the lessons. The lines are open. Thanks to the people in the chat room. Okay, now you remember, Walter. Yeah, yeah, yes. So for those people in the chat room still hanging out, I am still so thankful. So, you guys in the chat room, what's on your menu for tomorrow? What are you going to be doing the turkey with? For those of you who didn't read that the turkey you were thankful for vegetarian, what's on your menu? You can write it into the chat room. So, it's I don't remember where I was, and we were in a conversation about Thanksgiving. And in Jamaica, as you know, we don't, Thanksgiving is an American holiday. We don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Jamaica. However, we have what we call harvest, where we all the farmers gather up their most prized harvest. And they exhibit, and they have a special service on Sunday at the big church. And then on Monday, they have like something that is like a little fair where we sell the produce and all of that. And that's it happens in August. And I was talking to my friend Opal the other day, and she went last week. She went to her mother's harvest. I think they were late. I don't know why. So, if you are listening from overseas, you don't have Thanksgiving, but still, I want to know what you're thankful for. And is there anything in your country that represents some kind of Thanksgiving and that kind of a journey? So I'm looking to see what you guys are cooking tomorrow in the chat room. We have 28 minutes remaining. And the number to call is 646-915-8166. And I, you know, I was so honored because I'm sitting here and you all probably hear my my landline ringing in the background, and I can hear some of the messages. And I just heard one of my spiritual sister who is out in Arizona visiting another friend calling to wish me Happy Thanksgiving. So I'm so loved, I'm so blessed for all the amazing people in my life. I tell you, the people who tolerate and support me. All right, so let's see. Somebody wrote something here. Is in the 61, the Plymouth Colonies and Wappinger Indians. And share the autumn. Let me just read it here. In 1621, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Indians, Wampanoag Indians, shared an autumn harvest feast that is acknowledged today as one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations in the colonies. Thank you, Walter. For more than two centuries, days of Thanksgiving were celebrated by individuals. Thank you for that piece of history. I tell you, you go, Walter. Without Walter, we would not have had that. And I am so, so thankful, Walter, for that. Yes, the number to call in is 646-915-8166. We must decide how we can all have different colors so we can know who is typing. Everybody's color is in black, so we are all coming through with black fonts. So we are going to be able to doctor this thing up when we figure it out. So now Miss Arlene Brown, she is cooking turkey, ham, macaroni with four cheeses. Oh my heavens. Red rice, corn, yams, colored greens, fresh fudge, marble cake, apple pie, eggnog, and iced tea. Oh my God. OMG. Arlene, I wonder how many people you are cooking for. Everything sounds so good. And before my new eating lifestyle, I would have ask you to send me a plate, but there's something on here that I have eliminated out of my diet. Walter, again, is giving us more history. Colonies and states, it wasn't until in the 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, that President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a National Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. Oh, thank you so much, Walter. I tell you, Walter is a historian, and aren't we blessed? Aren't we blessed to have them? Ladies and gentlemen, you all heard what Arlene is cooking. I must brace yourself. She's only cooking for 6 people. And you hear the amount of food. In case you didn't hear, let me share again. She is making turkey, ham, macaroni with 4 cheeses, red rice, and I think she probably talking about the rice with the kidney beans. And she is doing 4 cheeses in the macaroni and cheese. She's doing fresh apple pie. I will take. I'm not even supposed to have the fudge, but I will take a piece of that. Marble cake, apple pie, eggnog, and iced tea. Wow, for 6 people. 6 people, guys. I'm telling you. But I know there's going to be a lot of love and laughter in that house. Woo, it's more than yum. More than yum. I'm telling you, Walter, that is more than yum. Come on, guess 15:30. Let's hear from you. Tell us what Thanksgiving means to you. Yes, again, for me, I think you're asking the other people, because Thanksgiving for me means to show appreciation and gratitude for all the many blessings in my life. Although I might be going through challenging times in different areas, I am still so blessed. I am thankful for my health. I am thankful for the ability to make educated choices. Back in 2010, I was very sick. My blood pressure was off the roof. My weight was off the roof, and I was able to make an educated decision as to what I do next. Am I going to be living and popping pills, or am I willing to modify my lifestyle? And I'm thankful that I've modified my lifestyle. Now, majority of my meals are raw foods and juices, and I have removed red meat. I occasionally eat wild salmon. A couple weeks ago, I learned that for my blood type, I should avoid chicken, so I'm no longer eating that. And I am proud to give thanks and to announce that from 210 pounds, I am now down to 166 pounds. And I am just so thankful. Daphne, my mom was Jamaican and my dad was Latino, but my mom started me off with cooking American dishes early at age 7. Wonderful. I kind of figured that red rice was Jamaican. We call it rice and peas, Arlene. It has, do you make it with the coconut milk? It's red kidney beans with rice and coconut milk and lots of thyme and scallions and all of that good stuff. It is yummy. Yummy, 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 yummy. So listen, guys, we have 20 minutes remaining. The number is 646-915-8166. I'm glad, Arlene, that your mom started you off cooking at age 7. Because, you know, sometimes we scared our children out of the kitchen. And that's why a lot of them grow up not knowing what to do in the kitchen. Both men and women. We ought to let our kids explore. Let them go in the kitchen. and explore. Just be close by to prevent any accidents from happening. And these kids, I remember you all heard me gave gratitude to the Gibbard family. And I remember when Lucas was, I think, 4, Lucas, along with his father, baked brownies for Mother's Day so that we could have it for dessert for his mother and I. I didn't learn that way, but the beans and scallions, yes, 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 yes. So if you add some nice coconut milk, you can get that in the can. Oh, girl, that's going to be, oh, heaven. And just put a scotch bonnet in there. That is if you like it spicy, because if you pop the scotch bonnet all in, you're going to have to be fun in your mouth and say, oh, it is so peppery. Hey, but listen, we Jamaicans, we know how to throw down. As a matter of fact, I am working on a cookbook. And I know you guys are going to love it. My friends from Atlanta, they are working on me that I need to blend the spices too that go with the cookbook. So that's food for thought. You all pray for me, because I know that's going to be some good book. She made the rice and beans with jerk chicken. Woo! I will try the coconut milk. Okay, Arlene, and you tell me how you like it. So we have 18 minutes remaining. I think I can find one more song. One more song. You all heard Arlene mention about wanting to be a businesswoman from early on in life. And I know a lot of us are out there sitting on the sidelines, not doing what we are called to do. So I want to play this song. It is called Say Yes. I pray this is it.
Ask the person next to
yes.
you, would you still say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? say yes. If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes?
Today, saying yes to all that I have been called to do. And I encourage you on this Thanksgiving Eve to say yes to that burning desire that is carved into your authentic core. I want for you to step out, be bold, and say yes. Say yes to that. Don't allow anything or any situation or circumstances to prevent you from saying yes. Walter says, I remember Thanksgiving. He remembers Thanksgiving as a child. My mom and grandmom and my mother would cook good dinners, being bountiful food with God giving us bountiful blessings. Yes, all of us can look back, even the people who say that they didn't have much growing up. But we always look back and said, well, we have love. We have family. We have each other. And what more we can ask for when we have those things? I tell you, let this Thanksgiving Day tomorrow be a special one. I want to encourage each and every one of you to evaluate yourself. Evaluate the situation and circumstances that you are involved with. Evaluate the relationships that you're entering into. Do not go into a relationship saying, what's in it for me? I want you to go into the relationship saying, here is what I've brought to the table. Each and every one of you, you are called for greatness. I want you to remember that you are called for greatness. And if no one else has ever told you that, remember that on this 21st day of November 2012, Daphne Clark Hudson, the host of the A New Day Show, your guide to personal empowerment, has declared to you that you are called for greatness. I want to thank the many people who joined into the chat room. I want to thank Walter for coming and adding value to the show. And I'm looking forward to having you every week that we have a show, and looking forward for the people getting to know you and love you as much as I do. I want to thank Arlene Brown for being a guest and so eloquently investing in my listeners, and for my caller, Audrey Cushion, I thank you. She's a powerful prayer warrior, a mighty woman of God. I want to thank the only child that called in, Mr. Mark Taylor, who is 7 years old, and he also attends Faith Prep in New Milford. It just goes to show you the leadership that school has geared our children to accept, because you all heard him call on the radio, and he is so eloquent in saying what he needs to say. So we have 8 minutes remaining. We can still accept another call. The number is 646-915-8166. And, you know, you can still call in if you have something to express. But I want to tell you, be encouraged. And I know, although there are lots of people who are looking forward to Thanksgiving celebration tomorrow, there are still lots of people who are not looking forward to Thanksgiving because of different situations. But I'm here to tell you to be encouraged. And I want to. I didn't even give thanks for my neighbors. You know, my friend Charlie, the Huntley family, my next door family here, Jamel and Gabrielle and the children, and to Mocha and Beth, and to all the other families here, the Stones, the Bridgham. I want to give thanks to the Bridgham family on this Thanksgiving Day. I know that in the past, they had me at their home for dinner. And to the Marcinko family, to the Bricker family, to the Taylor family, all the many people who have included me around their Thanksgiving table over the years, I honor you, I bless you, I pray for your continuous prosperity. And I just pray that God will do something different around your Thanksgiving table this day. And let us not forget to pray for our president and our leaders in this country. Let us give thanks that we have a system that allows us to select those that we want to lead. And regardless of what party you voted for, we have now elected a president. Let us support that president and give thanks on Thanksgiving Day that we were able to do that. Again, I thank all of my listeners, and for those of you who are catching it on the computer, and for those of you who are listening on the archive, I pray that you are having a great Thanksgiving, and if it is after Thanksgiving, that you had a great Thanksgiving. Do not forget to mark the show favorite. Follow me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. Go on Facebook and look for me. Subscribe. I cannot get any more friends, but you can sure subscribe for me. And you can like the fan pages there. Just Google me, Daphne Clark Hudson, and let us connect. May God bless you. May you continue to walk in the light. Do not look back at the darkness. Walk directly towards the light. Because before you know it, you will be outside of that tunnel. I want to remind you that you are created for a destiny. And only you, ladies and gentlemen, can fulfill that destiny. I want you to go back and listen and re-listen and re-listen to Arlene's conversation. The journey it took her to be where she is now, touching lives in countries all over the world. We can all learn from each other. I thank you. I love, I honor all of you. Namaste.
Breaking of day. It's destiny. are strong, God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.